Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Basis Speculation, all the pop culture news and all the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, we're doing a special base reaction here on Daredevil, Born Again, the first two episodes.
I was just going to say, before we get into it, I spilled a bit of chocolate on my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to clean it off with a wet tissue.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's just left like a wet patch. And I just want everyone to know I didn't get a boner. And I try and hide the boner by putting my dick up in my waistband.
And then
a little piss or cum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Under my belly.
Yeah.
And then it went on my shirt.
Yeah. Because I can, you're doing the thing where you've pulled down your shirt so to hide what could be your erect penis.
I just want everyone to know.
Okay, thank you. So anyway,
I don't have a boner.
Wow, we're doing great. Like, before even, I guess, the intro music kicks in, real off to a great start.
I just
start.
Had to get that out of the way, or yeah. I know the comments
okay.
on
okay.
YouTube.
Okay. Well, you've, thankfully, I guess, placated that. No one will...
Phew, dude.
Yeah.
Just needed to clear the air. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, what did we think of the first two episodes of Daredevil Born Again?
I want to say I did watch it. I watched it, baby.
That's shocking to me.
I watched it. I watched it last night.
Yeah.
Check
me out.
Well done.
I didn't want to. I wanted to watch The Shining. But instead, I locked in and I watched two episodes of Daredevil Born Again, the two episodes that are out.
Yeah. So you watch Heaven's Half Hour and Optics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will you be continuing to watch them as you claimed you were going to when on the 11th of March, which is today, episode 3 drops?
Oh my God. Mm. Yeah, dude, I'll watch it tonight.
Then next week you got episode 4, but then the following week, episode 5 and 6 come out. I don't know why they're doing that.
That's a weird decision.
Yeah, what? Is that?
Well, I'll be very grateful, I have to say, that because the episodes are an hour long.
Yeah.
Roughly 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was very annoying. For me personally, someone who wasn't interested in watching this, to say that I had
wasn't
to dedicate
interested.
2 hours.
I thought you were very interested.
The reason
in watching
that
you kept being like, "I'm going to watch," I'm so excited.
You're like, "I like Daredevil.
I'd
much prefer to watch Daredevil than anything else by the Marvel Cinematic Universe." You were like, "I'll watch all of Daredevil, provided that means I don't have to watch anything else."
I guess. I guess people change. I guess 11 can change his spots.
Yeah, I guess they can.
I brought a funny energy to this.
Yeah, I think what's happened is you got self-conscious about coming in your own belly button, and you felt like you had to announce that to the world, and now you've started on the back foot.
I've started on the back foot the whole episode. I'm on the defensive.
Mm. Like 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
So
you've seen it.
I did. I watched it as well. It was last week when JD was just dropped the fact that it's out or it's coming out soon, which
I was like,
shocked me.
I was like, it's out, and you were like,
what?
And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's out now.
What?
But then it turns out that I was slightly off.
Yeah,
when I made that claim, they had screened the first two episodes for critics. And I think probably done like fan screenings at cinemas, like on the weekend, not here in Melbourne.
Not in the
studio. As far as I was aware. But then the day of recording, I was like, I know it's out tonight.
So I was like, very surprised because I like the Netflix seasons, at least the first two from memory.
I actually realized watching this, I never saw the third one.
Yeah, same. I didn't bother. Like, I know with like the Defenders, Iron Fist ruined me.
Yeah, yeah.
A very great scent.
Iron Fist.
You know Iron Fist?
Oh, Iron Fist, dude. Ruined me.
I just did not at all like that show. I think that's like a show I gave up on.
Well,
like,
I think
mid-episode,
it's really sad
I'm like,
thing,
I'm done.
I think,
I'm
with,
done
the,
with that one.
The Netflix and, Marvel shows where they just do this like real diminishing returns where like the first couple seasons of Daredevil, you're like, holy shit. Yeah. First season of Jessica Jones, you're like, holy shit. Yeah. First season of Luke Cage, you're like, it's pretty good. It's okay.
Again, that's another one.
Then
I just
Iron
like,
Fist, you're like, okay. And then Defenders, like, okay.
Because Luke Cage was, it felt at the time watching it, because I think watch maybe the first few episodes, you're like, I really wish this was set in the 70s.
I don't know. I've said this before. And, you know, big claim for someone who's struggling to watch one TV show. But I've always thought Luke Cage, maybe if you went back and rewatched it kind of in isolation, you'd be like, oh, actually, without the, like, weird build-up of Daredevil and Jessica Jones, like, this actually has some really solid stuff in it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like maybe potentially.
I like the actors in it. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Same. But like Jessica Jones season one I really liked. I know there was
Even realize there was a season two.
In fact, not only is there a season two, there's a season three.
What is that season? Three seasons of Jessica Jones.
Three seasons of Jessica Jones. There's three seasons of Daredevil, three seasons of Jessica Jones, two of Luke Cage, two of Iron Fist.
Two of Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Two seasons of Iron Fist.
There is
that's bonkers.
One
dude.
Season of The Defenders.
Someone fucked up.
And two seasons of The Punisher.
Two seasons.
Did you know The Punisher was a TV show?
I knew there was one season. I'm vaguely aware.
I knew The Punisher was in Daredevil, and I thought that was it.
I had in my head that either they were talking about doing a Punisher TV show, or that they were going to... Two seasons. That's bananas,
two
dude.
Seasons. What happened? Okay, let's see.
Second
here.
Season of The Punisher was the last thing released as part of the Marvel's Netflix series.
So what happened in season two of, say, Jessica Jones? Do you know?
Well, season two of Jessica Jones.
Isn't season two of Jessica Jones kind of about the corporation that gave her powers? Because I kind of remember that being like a sort of...
gave her powers.
Yeah, there's like a thread in season one. She's dealing with Kilgrave, but there's also like a bunch of stuff about like some corporation. Like not AIM, but like, you know, it's like some acronym, I think. Or something like that. And then she also meets another guy who has powers from the same company. He's like a secondary villain, maybe.
Maybe.
And then, yeah, so I think the second season is basically Jessica Jones v...
Okay.
Whatever this corporation is.
It was a season where Ritter's performance and the series' female focus was praised.
Yeah.
But the season was suffering from pacing issues and a lack of a compelling villain. Lucky that Marvel sorted that out.
Yeah, they figured that out, dude.
After they got that information from the critics for season two of Jessica Jones, they took it to heart and they never had pacing issues or villain issues in their TV shows ever again.
Like, cause it's that weird thing where, again, early on Marvel started doing that where they, you know, they kill off their villains and they kept doing it. And, like, you know, I get it. Maybe in the real world situation when you have, like, say, a complete, like, monster, like, like Kilgrave.
Yeah.
Or, like, all the other ones that, like, pop up in,
Kilgrave's alive in season two of Jessica Jones, isn't he?
What? No, I think there was, like, a hallucination.
No, he's dead.
He dies.
Right?
She throws him off a building.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things.
But it's funny
where,
that
like,
they kind of...
You're like... Yeah, we get it in a real world situation, maybe, because that's what they're trying to do. Maybe the people are from the Ultimate Universe or whatever it is. We get like, oh, yeah, no, we want to get like these villains and like, you know, we're going to be like, oh, we're going to kill them. We're not going to have this no kill policy or whatever.
Yeah.
We're just going to do that. And so, you know, you got like Lee Pace as Ronan the Accuser being like, oh, wow, I got Lee Pace. That's really, oh, you do.
He's dead.
And he's dead. All right, okay. Oh, he's going to come back for, oh, he's going to be in Captain Marvel. That was a blink and you miss it. Sick. Oh, whatever.
Well,
great.
Whatever. Yeah, you got Mads Mikkelsen for your Doctor Strange.
Oh, that's so cool. He's a great actor. No, he's fine. He's dead, whatever. I don't give a shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
And you have these like in the comics as well. You got these like long histories with these like fuckos, and they're like, oh, nah.
We're not really going to develop them. Who cares?
We'll just kill them.
Probably this episode will have some non-spoiler talk and then some spoiler talk. But non-spoiler review.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of the
liked
same.
It. I thought it was really, like, part of it, I was like, actually, this is really cool. It's really good. Yeah. It's a kind of, like, similar vibe of, like, the season one and two of Daredevil. Mm. There was moments where I'm like, this feels like not quite like it. Like, even just the opening credits, like the opening song or the theme song, and then the imagery and all that, I'm like, it's hints of the Netflix TV series, but not. You're making me wish that.
Yeah. There's an absolute, like, pretty obvious, I think. Look, some Marvel TV shows suck the fat one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Can I get some examples?
Sure, dude. Kind of most of them. I'd say it's easier to say the ones that are good.
Yeah,
really.
Can I get those?
WandaVision? Till the last episode.
Yeah.
Loki season one.
I really liked Loki season one.
Yeah. Did you watch season two?
Yeah. Didn't like it. Pissed me off. Yeah. Shut the hell up, everyone, in Loki season two.
Are they talking too much?
Dude, that, and I think I said it before, that episode, that whole season felt like what people pretend Star Trek is like, where it's just a bunch of people running around hallways and saying the thing they need to get.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, we need the hyper diffuso ray.
I need to become a tree of time.
Yeah, it's just like, and then people will be like, where's the hyper diffuso ray? Oh, it's in the Mondo corridor. How do we get to the Mondo corridor? If we get the Byzantine key, you know, and you're just like, I just wish anything would happen.
Yeah.
So I didn't like Loki season two. I really liked Agatha all along.
Yeah.
Yep.
Except for the very end of the last episode.
Yep.
I thought it was silly they made her a ghost witch. I think that was... Yeah. I think they'll regret that decision.
You want her to be dead?
Or just not dead. Just don't make her... You're going to regret that, Marvel. Because you're going to want her to come back.
Yeah, put her in another...
She's just going to be back, but as a ghost.
Yeah, but then what's the point?
Like, basically going to be the advisor.
As a ghost, you think he should be... He doesn't fucking count?
No,
he doesn't,
of course.
He drives a bus.
Of course, I respect the living fuck out of Slimer, dude. Okay? But I just think... that the CGI on making Agatha a ghost and it looks silly, they're going to regret and she's just going to look like a person but be a ghost.
It's going to be simple. Like, you know, oh, wait, aren't you a ghost? I am. I just didn't like how it looked.
Who cares? Yeah, then exactly. Don't make her look like that.
She can phase through shit because we don't have any... Because we don't have a guy like that, i.e. Vision, where they're going to phase into each other. It's going to be fine.
It was not for
me. Who cares?
Anyway.
She should put a ghost in white Vision.
Ghosts in white Vision.
Ghosts in White Vision sounds like
Knights in White Satin. Ghosts in White Vision.
Knights in White Satin also is bad. But look, I'll just flat out say it. Both of these feels like you're singing about the KKK.
Sick,
for some reason. It just,
what
did you say?
Why were you surprised by what I said?
Did you say it sounds like I've come to this episode like the KKK?
No! I said both of your songs sound like they'd be anthems for the KKK.
Knights in White Vision.
Ghosts in White Vision and Knights in White Satin, which I know is a real song.
It does sound like it's a troublesome kind of worrying song from like the 1950s. To be like, you know, I love this song, you know, it's like, Ghosts in White Vision.
Wait a second,
can you...
What are the lyrics again?
Can you show me the lyrics?
Yeah, can you show me the guy who sang?
Yeah, oh, sick.
It's the Grand Wizard.
Baby, it's cold outside. If it's so cold, I'm going to kill this dog. I love this song. Oh, it's problematic.
Yeah, damn it, dude. I'm going to run over your dog. Yeah.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's cold outside, so I'm going to warm up by running over your dog.
It's a Christmas classic. It's a fun
dude,
jingle.
Think about it. It's cold outside. He's going to run over your dog.
Stuff is different in the 50s, dude.
If you go, I'm gonna kill a second dog. Baby, it's cold outside.
But it's three dog lives
mean nothing to me.
Just how people, just like what people, like it was a different time.
In the 50s, dog lives meant nothing.
It was post-war America. We were swimming in dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. They would send dogs over there to like chase landmines or whatever.
Exactly.
Ever seen a dog blow up by a mine? You don't remember it the next day. It's just gone. Your brain's like, whatever.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's stuff happens.
Yeah. That's why it's cold outside.
Because the dog blew up on a landmine.
It's actually like a pro-war song.
And then
about sending our dogs to landmines,
she
okay?
Like leans in,
so stay
like,
home or I will send your dog to the front line and it's going to eat a landmine.
I'm actually not having very much fun on this date. I don't know if we're compatible.
Is it because it's too cold outside?
Yeah,
do you want me to kill a dog, warm up the place?
I'll just throw a new dog on the fire.
A new dog?
Yeah, a new dog.
Yeah. The old one's getting, you know, roasted.
It's all frosted.
Wondered why it smelled so horrible in your study.
Yeah,
it's dark.
How you keep warm.
Wow.
Do you know how expensive trees are to grow and then cut down for wood?
Yeah, exactly. Wood doesn't just grow on trees. Dogs, though, everywhere. I can't walk outside without tripping over these dogs.
I know, looking out into your backyard and you're like, I see there's trees out there.
Yeah.
And they're made of wood, but I don't know how to get it.
Yeah.
Dogs, though.
See that family of dogs, though? I just pick them up.
Put them in the fire.
Yeah.
I really need to go home. Whatever, dude.
If you want.
Yeah, it's up to you. Yeah. So yeah, a lot of Marvel TV shows suck the fat one.
Yes.
Well, it seems like that you really seem to just hate where they end.
Yeah, often that is true.
Like it's a kind of thing to be like, oh yeah, like WandaVision as well. Mm. It's a good example because they just keep shitting the bed with their endings.
Yeah,
and that's kind of like,
well, they keep shoehorning movie endings into TV shows,
and that's how they kind of do that with like some even their films to be like, oh yeah, by the way, hey, let's try and sell you on the next.
Yeah, exactly. They just kind of like just, I don't know, an ending that feels tonally discordant with the rest of the show.
It feels like a ghost now.
Yeah, it feels like that was like mandated from.
It's like,
up
and
in
now
high.
They're off to have other adventures instead of like wrapping up the story you're trying to tell. I mean, it's a classic Marvel criticism.
Yeah,
I mean, we've come such a long way. I forget why we're here. If I'm honest with you,
we're talking about what because you're like, it reminds me of good Marvel TV shows.
Yes. Well, it's a far sight, I would say, from the Netflix Daredevil.
Good start to a sentence.
But it's probably in terms of shut the fuck up. I'll kill you both. I will kill you both with a gun. You
wait. So
me?
This is worse than Daredevil, the Netflix version.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But
well, but it's worse than I think season 1 and 2.
Yeah, but in terms of
worse
like,
than season 2 of Daredevil.
Yeah,
wasn't season 2 good?
I think so.
I don't know. Here's the thing. So in the early days of us doing this podcast, the Netflix shows were considered non-canon.
Yeah.
Which meant non-essential viewing for me, Joel Dusha.
Yes.
And I've been able to fly under that radar for a very long time. I've not seen a single episode of Daredevil or Jessica Jones or Defenders or Iron Fist or Luke Cage.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, dude. You may have to at least watch Daredevil season 1.
Mm. Yeah. That's the thing is what I found so strange about this, because again, it's like it's a complete continuation of, I guess, the Daredevil.
Yeah.
Like
everything
that's going to happen, and I was thought they were going to like pick and choose.
Yeah, but it seems very much follows on from.
Do they still have dragon bones that they found? Man.
That has yet to be touched on.
Is Elektra dead?
It's so funny.
They do mention that Kingpin just kind of, I guess, willpowered his eye back.
Yeah.
That was good.
He just grew an eye back?
Yeah, he just grew a new
He's
eye.
He's just like, I've been away.
Yeah.
Took like a little while. And
I really like, it's funny, you're like, oh, it's like it follows on from season 3. I was somehow more shocked that they referenced Echo. Even though, like, Kingpin's a huge character in Echo, I was like, whoa, they're talking about Echo like it was real.
No.
Yeah. It was very funny because, like, he's like, I had a daughter.
Yeah, he's like,
didn't she shoot in the face?
A child, Daredevil. And he's like, nah, I had a protege once. That's the closest I got.
Didn't she shoot you in the face?
I think he laughs at that.
Yeah. I got better.
I got better.
But because they reference that a few times of how he got better, and like he was being away for a bit. But I mean, maybe this is the central, like one of the central mysteries, as well as like who is Adam or whatever.
Yeah,
that Vanessa was banging.
Yeah,
but it's just like, you know, he's like, I went away because I got basically shot in the face.
Yeah,
and now I'm good now.
Yeah,
so it's like,
but I think he's good in Echo.
Is it Echo that shoots him? It happens in Hawkeye, not in Echo.
It is Echo, yeah.
Because it happens... Oh, wait, yeah, it happens in Hawkeye. Does it happen in Deco as well?
In Deco?
In Deco?
No. At the start of Echo, in the first episode of Echo... Because the first episode of Echo is the one that's set simultaneous with the end of Hawkeye.
I don't know if it happens in Hawkeye, but it definitely happens
in Echo. Who shoots him in the face?
It's Echo.
Echo?
Yeah.
Because
Echo discovers that Kingpin has been... Because I looked this up, because I was like, did he do some magic to fix his eye that I just didn't, because I haven't seen all the TV shows, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I actually went... I was on the MCU wiki last night.
That's crazy. So for the first time ever, you've realized that not watching something meant that something else was hard for you to understand.
Well, no, because I knew he was shot now. I didn't learn anything.
Okay.
But I learned something that... I mean, like, I didn't solve my mystery. Okay. I just said,
so he was shot.
Confirmed.
So
that
Echo
I think I
shoots
knew.
Him at the end of Hawkeye.
Yeah. Mm.
And then Echo the TV series
so
happens.
So Echo the TV series happens.
That's happening the same, or at the very end.
Some of,
is
happening at the same time as Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kingpin being shot in the head
happens
whilst.
Both.
Yeah.
And then she goes to.
And
her,
then what happens in Echo? Does
she goes to
know?
The town she grew up in. A bunch of guys come and try and kill her. And she discovers that she's. You know how Marvel was doing this thing for a bit where if a character, I saw some criticism of this online, obviously it's not necessarily my place to speak on this, but it is a funny pattern, where Netflix was doing a thing where they were like, if a character is an ethnicity that's not white, their power is extremely tied to their ethnicity.
With Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel was doing some. Anyway, she was like that. Where in the comics, I don't think this is the case.
I think it's been retconned, maybe.
Yeah, okay. In the TV show,
I think she got the Phoenix Force at one point.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in this, they were like, it's tied to her. Her powers come from her.
Maybe the Phoenix Force is Thor's mum.
That's cool.
That's exciting.
Who's the Goblin Force? Thor's uncle.
Loki.
Thunkle
Loki's
Thor.
Mum.
Yeah, but anyway, so...
Thunkle Thor.
Thunkle Thor. What do we think of that?
Yeah.
Hang
on a second. Jean Grey is proven to be, like, the Phoenix Force for now and for always. So I guess she banged Odin.
Awesome, dude. And then gave birth to Thor.
And then gave birth to Thor.
That's really cool. To find out, like, that you know, a long-term acquaintance of yours was your mom?
Yeah.
That would be baller, I think.
I'm Scott dealing with, like, Odin.
Yes.
Like, whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever, I guess. Sure. But I'm pretty sure it's Echo shoots him in the head, and then she escapes to her hometown, grows in touch with her like culture, and then develops her superpowers, and then Kingpin. Actually, I know what happens. Because I was looking it up. Spoilers for Echo. Kingpin comes to her and is like, "You are my daughter. I want to make you the Queen Pin." Is legitimately, I think, a line.
No.
Either he says he wants to make the Queen Pin, or one of his goons does, and then she uses her powers to send him back to when he killed his dad with a hammer. And then he's like, "Whoa!" and he runs away.
So when you say Echo's powers, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Because what
do you mean? Takes Kingpin back.
She forces him to relive the memory. But he's like physically there. I mean, like he's not. You know, adult
and then
Kingpin.
He runs away.
Yeah, and then he runs away.
So her powers are to show you an echo of your past.
No, she's called Echo because her ancestors echo through her. It's not a bad power, but I don't think it's Echo in the comics. I think in the comics
it's Echo, but from...
No, as in, like, her powers in the comics are just...
Well, she was, mute, right?
Yeah.
And so in the comics... Or is she deaf as well?
She might just be deaf. She's just deaf in the show, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it's
because
the
big thing
of
with Kingpin is she's like, you never even learned ASL.
So you actually don't
love me.
Yeah, so I think in the Daredevil comics I've read, back in the day, it was just... She's just... I can't hear. Like she's deaf, and that's it. But she does like flips and shit. Flipping around Hell's Kitchen.
But in this, I think gave her some.
And maybe since then, I don't know. Marvel have been like whatever.
There's something where I think the way that in the TV show it's like our people have always there's always been a woman that defends the tribe or whatever.
Okay.
And you're the modern incarnation of that. Okay. I don't know. I watched 3 episodes of Echo and was like, I'm really bored and never watched any more.
Yeah, because we watched them here.
Yeah, we sat in the couch and we watched them and we were like, oh yeah.
Because it's a really short series. It's only five.
Yeah.
It's 5 episodes and I don't think the episodes are like super long.
I'm assuming it was never meant to be 5 episodes.
I don't know.
I have no idea. It was meant to be longer.
Well, I think because it got greenlit and made in the...
Oh, the good era?
No, it got greenlit and made in the era where they were like, TV works.
Yeah.
And... It doesn't like. Never...
And Echo was meant to be the first, I'm pretty sure, R-rated one too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which it was.
Yeah. Sorry. I guess, yeah. Echo was the first R-rated one.
Okay.
They say fucking Daredevil. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
3 fucks in it.
Daredevil still comes out after Echo, though.
I was just saying, like, separately, it's like pretty cool to hear a fuck.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, the development of this series is interesting.
Yeah.
In that, like, the showrunner and the writers and that were basically fired or, like, just straight after, was it Secret Invasion?
I think so.
Everyone was like, Secret Invasion was real bad.
Yeah.
And isn't Secret Invasion being like, no, we loved it, whatever, we didn't give a shit about nothing. And then everyone's like, well, you're losing your job.
Yeah.
Like, what?
What?
I kind of want to watch Echo because it sounds... strange.
I just don't.
You did though, dude. You were 3 episodes deep.
Yeah.
You watched over half.
Yeah, but it gets strange because she doesn't really have powers.
She's just
point.
Like kind of like a, you know, like your basic Marvel combatant character.
Like she starts busting out her powers more off. Like might have started
more onwards.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And for the last 2 episodes, she has powers.
So yeah, so they, I think because the original cast, like.
So she takes. The only thing I can think of with Echo and why, because a lot of people are like, why did they even release it? Like, they've sat on Armor Wars so long, and that is maybe had something done to it that it clearly looks like they're never going to release. But Echo moves Kingpin from... He decides to become the mayor.
Yeah, it is a kind Echo. Of... It's kind of weirdly relevant.
Yeah.
Looking into it,
and it also means that Hawkeye is tied to all of this, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
So he becomes the mayor in Echo.
Well, no. So in Echo, at the end, so basically, Echo, from Kingpin's perspective, Echo is this kind of story about him looking for a protege, and kind of then at the end, he kind of gets, I think, reminded of. I don't know. It almost gets him. It brings him back to Daredevil.
Okay.
Kingpin.
And did he have an eye patch?
Yes.
He has an eye patch in,
okay, in Echo, yeah.
And so I guess the gunshot just kind of.
Yeah, because that's what I was looking at. I was like, did some magic? No, he just was in hospital.
Okay.
And Vanessa just waits by his side.
Okay. But then not enough, because then he buggers off and he comes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's probably something he did.
Kingpin reveals to Echo that he killed his father after seeing his father beat his mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kingpin, with a hammer or whatever. Because Kingpin feels like he betrayed Echo. He spoilers again for Echo. When he realizes that, he goes and gets the hammer he killed. This is a pretty cool scene. I mean, I didn't see it, and everything else was boring, but it sounds like a cool scene. He goes to her and he gives her the hammer.
Oh, that's cool.
And he says, kill me with it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I have betrayed you, like, you know, I was a bad dad to you. Yeah. Like, my dad was a bad dad to me.
Yeah, because Echo goes to Fisk. When this conversation happens, she's broken into Fisk's hotel room.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, do it.
Do it. Kill me with a hammer. And then she... Okay. Doesn't, I guess. I don't know.
And then she gives him the vision in the finale. And I don't really know how this...
White vision?
White vision.
I don't really know how this plays out.
Yeah.
But, she takes him into the memory of him watching his father beat...
His mom,
which drives him crazy, but she's trying to heal him?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know what the fuck happened. Maybe. Okay. Oh! Yeah, because she's got healing powers.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, even though you don't see it, like...
I love this, just, like, we're trying to figure out if this TV series that, by all admissions, you've seen three episodes, is boring.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, is it worth watching or consuming just in GIF form? I don't know yet.
I think this would be a GIF form movie.
Echo's not GIF form because there's no...
Nothing kind of happens. It's actually more of a read the wiki form.
This is what it feels like it's good for. Yeah. Like, I'm enjoying, like, I'm never going to watch this.
No.
God, no.
Yeah. But reading the wiki was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
let's get into spoiler territory.
Yeah.
Full spoilers from here on out.
Daredevil's episode.
The no spoilers review is it's pretty good. It's
pretty
probably
good.
The best, I would say, or at least up there in Marvel TV shows.
It's no...
Like, it's like a good Marvel TV show.
It's not... It doesn't hit the same sort of heights as, say, I guess Daredevil season 1 or 2 did, but like... Hey, it's not bad, and...
I would absolutely put it on par with, like, the good parts of WandaVision, the good parts of Loki Season 1, and the good parts of Agatha All Along.
And
it's absolutely up there in terms of quality, and it's a little bit more mature than those shows as well.
Yeah, acting's good, too.
It's the acting's fantastic. Vincent D'Onofrio is killing it.
Yeah.
Charlie Cox, I don't really have much of a... He's not bad.
He's not bad.
But
I like him.
Yeah. Karen's great. Yeah, great. The acting is fantastic. It looks a lot better. There's interesting stuff visually happening that doesn't happen in a lot of other Marvel TV shows. None of it is standout. Like, you know, it's not like, you know, sometimes you watch something and it's so rich visually that just like watching it is enjoyable.
Yeah.
I don't think it has that, but it looks a lot better than a lot of other Marvel TV shows. I think it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
And like opening fight scene was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
And if you want to catch up with Daredevil Born Again, the watch order to get up to there is, so you're going to need to watch Daredevil Season 1.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones Season 1. This is in order. Jessica Jones Season 1.
Yeah.
Then you're going to jump across to The Punisher? I'm so sorry. Season 1 of Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay. You can skip Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shocks me that there was a Season 2 of Iron Fist.
Me too. That's bananas, dude.
Yeah, there's like...
There's too much of that Netflix Marvel. Mm. That's crazy to learn. And I feel bad for all of those season twos of the shows that I know people didn't love.
Yeah.
Like, no way. Although, no, I was going to say no way Luke Cage season 2 is, like, liked by anyone. But I actually have in my head, and I don't know where I'm getting this from, that people actually like, oh, no, it's way better than season 1. So.
Critics have come around more on season 1 of Luke Cage.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Season 2, they like less because it falls into...
It's very Marvel-y.
It's a faster-paced show, from my understanding.
Yeah.
Haven't seen either of these seasons. But my understanding is that first season of Luke Cage is slow but rewarding. Second season is faster-paced but
empty. Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. When does Daredevil die in the Netflix series?
I think he dies in Defenders,
right?
Yeah. Okay. He gets a building dropped on him, and then season three is him coming back.
Yeah.
And then season three also leads directly into Born Again.
Yeah.
It leads into that because I'm pretty sure season three, again, spoiler territory, season three involves Kingpin hiring Bullseye. Or at least there's something with Bullseye and Kingpin, but then Bullseye gets kind of like fucked over by Matt Murdock and Foggy in that, which leads to the very beginning of this, the kind of inciting incident. I'm pretty sure that's right. The inciting incident for Daredevil Born Again, where Foggy is shot with a gun by Bullseye and Daredevil basically tries to kill him.
Oh, man, it's so funny that he just throws him
him off a building.
Love
to his
that
death.
Moment.
But then
and,
he survives
somehow. But I'm like, oh, what a cool opening. He's just like, Foggy, he's like, who's listening out? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I can hear like Foggy flatline. Mm. He's like, nah,
that's
fuck
it.
This.
I'm killing this guy.
And just throws him off the building. And it's just such a good scene.
It's like, oh, damn.
He's like, Cherry comes out and he's like, great
scene. Oh, yeah, she was killing. Karen was killing
him. No, Cherry.
Cherry, when he's like, Matt, that was great.
Yeah, that was great.
But I think Karen was killing Karen her was reaction like, to Foggy's death. Man. I do have this feeling about the show where I'm like, it does feel slightly unceremonious.
A little bit,
You know, I think there's something about it where it's like the two characters that you loved from the Netflix series that people really wanted to come back, you have gotten rid of in the first episode.
Yeah.
Karen maybe will come back. I don't know. Probably she will.
Well, that's because the whole thing was like initially they just weren't.
Yeah, exactly. But initially, then I think that's what makes it feel even worse because it feels so tokenistic. I don't know. I thought the pacing was kind of weird.
The pacing was weird, but I'm guessing it's because they had to like chop and change and just include a bunch of stuff. Because originally like
they weren't even in it.
Karen and Foggy weren't in it. I think they'd recast Vanessa until there was a bit of like why?
Yeah, what? Why would you do that?
Actress back, and because it was going to be just not at all connected.
Yeah,
and then they were like, okay, I guess after Secret Invasion when everyone else had like.
The TV shows took turns
shitting a bed.
Yeah.
It was like, maybe we shouldn't sleep here.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone was like, who let Sony in the room?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, all right, everyone's fired. Let's just try and like go back to square one. And they rewrote everything. And I'm guessing they probably kept a bunch of stuff that they'd already filmed because why would you not?
I think I wouldn't have minded that scene. I think it just kind of, the pacing part of it, and the reason that it sort of felt slightly unceremonious is that it was basically within like the first 10 minutes. And like, I get that they had a lot to go through, but I was like, imagine I'm someone who hasn't watched Daredevil in a long time.
Yeah.
Give me time to remember these characters before you kill them. It kind of just was like, hey, remember Foggy? He's fucking dead. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought, okay.
Well, that was meant to happen off screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the original version, Foggy was killed off screen.
So Foggy was always just going to die.
Yeah.
Huh.
So yeah, this reveal actually has made people think that maybe the creative overhaul wasn't actually that, like they didn't change much of the plot.
Interesting.
They just kind of like, you know, moved pieces around. Because there's clearly a bunch of characters in the first two episodes that are meant to be Daredevil's new friends.
Yeah.
Because they've kept the old friends around for a bit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah, basically, I guess for people that don't know, they filmed most of the first six episodes, and then Marvel were going over the footage and watching them over and over, and they were like, I don't think this is working.
Dog shit. Oh, you filmed.
So they fired the head writers.
God, I wonder how bad it would have been, dude.
They fired the writers and the directors, and then
hired a showrunner. Is that right?
Initially
they were like, we're doing TV different. We're not going to have show.
Yeah, that's right.
And everyone was like, are you stupid?
That's dumb, dude. Don't do that.
Yeah, so it was going to be a large divergence from the Netflix series, including that Cox did not appear in costume as Daredevil until the fourth episode.
Yeah.
Okay. You can kind of see that.
You can kind of tell.
He doesn't suit up in the second episode.
Yeah. Which I thought was really cool.
Marvel planned to retain some elements that have been shot, add new serialized elements, and move closer to the tone of the Netflix series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can kind of see that. You can see that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah, which is where I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like the Daredevil, like Netflix stuff. But, yeah. But not quite.
Not quite.
And you're like, so this is like, well, you've done probably a good job given what you'd had already filmed.
What it feels like is that they've done a fantastic job of emulating.
Yeah.
Which is Marvel's greatest trick, of emulating the first couple of seasons of the Netflix Daredevil without actually... kind of like understanding or translating what made those seasons so good.
Yeah.
It's kind of the vibe. This is a great TV show, but it's not, it's a facsimile. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like, is this from Hitchhiker's Guide?
I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, but the story of like,
42?
No. But there's a story of like, like a book of poems is like revolutionary, whatever. It's like a book of like things that's like an incredible piece of art.
Yeah.
And they love it. And so someone goes back in time and they find the author that did this.
Yeah.
But then it's like, well, the reason they wrote all that kind of stuff was because like, well, you know, they had all this, you know, turmoil or whatever, and they experienced life and all that kind of stuff. And so it's like kind of sucks. But like, they're like, but like, you know, I like the artwork. And so then I kind of forget it all, but it's like, well, here's the book.
Yeah,
and so
then
it's like, oh, well, here's the book I wrote. Here it is. And so it kind of feels like that. You've gone through the motions, but there's no heart or soul in it.
Classic Evan Hansen, actually.
Yes, dude.
Classic Evan Hansen.
He's going through the motions of writing the letter, but there's no heart or soul in it.
Dear Evan Hansen, rocks, man. We don't talk about it enough. That's the funniest fucking movie.
He's so old. Why did he try and kill himself by jumping out of a tree?
It's how he sings in every fucking scene.
That's what he sings. How high?
Well,
it's like, I don't know, like maybe 12 foot high.
Okay.
He breaks his arm. Dude, the scene where everyone finds out that Evan Hansen has been pretending to be dead. I mean, pretending to be best friends with a guy who committed suicide. And making up all this shit about him, and he sings that song where he says words fail, and the family are just so horrified. Oh, it's so funny, man!
Have you seen that? Is it World's Greatest Dad or World's Best Dad?
No, I know this. Yeah, with Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. Yeah, so I guess it is similar
vein, but like it's got like way. It's far more cynical and very good. Whereas Dear Evan Hansen is like poor Evan Hansen.
Poor widow the kid's Evan Hansen.
Freak.
Yeah, he's a freak that lied.
Words failed.
Well, words failed, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. But you know what? There's a lot of criticism of Born Again, but I honestly quite liked it.
Yeah.
I think that I think what really saved it for me was a lot of the performances.
Yeah.
I think Vinnie D is killing it as this just bizarre interpretation of Kingpin. What I love about Kingpin as a villain, especially as a Marvel villain, is that I kind of have no fucking idea what he's thinking. Like, so many Marvel villains, you're like, they're like very one-dimensional. You know what I mean? Like, even the most complex villain, like, say, Killmonger. Killmonger has, you know, multiple dimensions, I guess, but it's like painted in these very broad strokes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kingpin, dude, I don't know. So, like, the premise, he's like, he's been shot in the head.
Yeah.
And he comes to Vanessa and he's like, I need to become the mayor. There's so much work to be done on this city. And you're like, does he want to be the mayor?
Yeah.
Has he got some plan?
There's so much of this to be like,
I don't fucking know. Yeah,
is he just doing this as a kind of a grift, or is he doing this because he wants to do better?
And he loves his wife so much.
He's such a wife guy.
The ending of the second episode, he's in couples therapy with Vanessa.
Yeah.
And they're like, why do you want to be here? And he's just like, I don't want to lose my wife. And it's...
Hasn't he already lost her?
No, not really. They're on the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he buggered off or whatever to magically grow his eye back or something.
Yeah, because isn't Vanessa boning someone?
Yeah, because she mentions like, because he's like,
I know about Adam.
I think it's Adam.
Yeah.
And then that made me be like, who the hell Adam?
Yeah.
So I'm like, is this a thing I've missed from somewhere?
Just Google whom Adam?
Adam? Question mark.
So, your friend.
Oh, thank you. Just message Adam. Adam!
you sleep with Kingpin wife?
Dude, you shouldn't.
You're in trouble.
I think he killed a man with his bare hands, maybe.
I like Vanessa being like, don't kill him. When Kingpin finds out about it. And Kingpin being like, whatever, dude.
Okay, I won't.
We've got problems. We'll figure them out.
That was interesting. Also, there's that Ben Ulrich Ulrich's, I guess, daughter? Niece?
Or niece, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of an interesting take. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I knew your uncle.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like you killed him yeah. with your bare, meaty hair.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And all the vox pox. Mm. Like, yeah, when she's like.
That's kind of cool.
That was kind of cool. I like that. I think that is sort of taken from, I think, Brian Michael Bendis' run of Daredevil, where, like, you know, they're getting people asking about, like, you know, their opinions of Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, regular people in the street being like, I think this, I think that.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I think it is funny. I mean, I understand what they're coming from because, obviously, like, Fisk in many ways is kind of like a Trump allegory.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of, like, he's a crook, but he's going to fix the city.
What I like about this, though, is, like, this all just borrows from the comics.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing.
This is just very funny.
Yeah.
I also loved it to be like, this is really bad. We've got this like, villain becoming like King mayor of New York. And let me just quickly pull up some Google.
Yeah.
Can you just look up the current mayor of New York?
I think
a name we've already mentioned to the Adams. Is that who they're talking?
Yeah. I do think it's funny that in the show, and like it's just one of those things, you know, you do a bit of suspension of disbelief where they're like, the kids love Kingpin. He keeps getting the youth vote for some reason.
Yeah.
Kids love a very awkward giant man.
Do like an awkward
There's
giant
There's one point
man.
Where one of the characters, like, the memes are crazy. Or
yeah,
like
that's
the...
James Gandolfini's kid.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. But what memes? Kingpin. When Damir Hughes.
Yeah.
Vote one unit.
Yeah.
Let me know. Maybe it's good. Maybe I get it.
Let me know, Jack. Would it be better if they showed you the memes?
Yeah,
it would be
way better,
or would it be
dude.
Better? Because like, now you're coming up with your own.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. After seeing, I guess, the Shrek trailer, I think it is better if it's left up to our imagination.
I think it's left
because
for me to
once
imagine
again,
the memes.
These are written by, like... 40-year-old, I guess, white guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude.
Well, if you want to create a meme for this, just the one you can imagine looking at, it's the, are you winning, son?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a dad coming in saying, are you winning, son?
Yeah.
And then the kid says, dumb air, huge.
Yeah.
And then the dad's been replaced with Kingpin standing in the doorway.
Yeah, that's really good, I think. Yeah.
Just or are you winning, son? And it is like the mayor on the computer being like, I don't know how this works.
The mayor huge.
The mayor huge. Yeah.
And then the last panel could be vote one.
Yeah.
Huge mayor.
Yeah.
Would he make a good like Wojak kind of?
Oh, he'd make a great Wojak.
Yeah.
But you tend to Wojak people you despise.
Yeah.
So, or they could do like handsome Chad Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you think your argument's good, but I've depicted myself as the Chad Kingpin, and you as the Virgin Daredevil. You know?
Yeah,
I can picture that.
Yeah,
I like that the cops are very villainous in this, except for the commissioner, who I think is not.
Well, I guess, but he's also very much got his own little secrets there, so, you know.
But I like that the cops are the bad guys and that they have Daredevil, Punisher tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's like real life.
It's like real life. I feel like that's going to lead to something interesting, probably.
Who the Punisher is, just like in real life.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the Punisher pops up in
like,
this TV show that the people that have the Punisher tattoos are never seeing.
No.
And then he's just like... Hey, cops, I hate you. And maybe he can cut off all their arms
and then collect the
tattoos.
I think that and this is not really fair to Daredevil Born Again, but I think the fact that it exists in the MCU does it a disservice. I think that, because I was thinking about season one of the Netflix Daredevil, and I don't know if you recall this, but the reason the Kingpin rises to power is because of the Battle of New York. Very explicitly
in the
Netflix series because New York is fucked.
Yeah,
from the Battle of New York.
Saying the New York incident.
Yeah, and Kingpin is like, there's chaos, and so he rises from the chaos, and it made the world feel very lived in. And and you got this sense of like there's the Avengers doing shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the little guy, and they don't, you know, obviously you're dealing with extraterrestrial threats, but like. The man on the ground. I think the same thing happened in the first Spider-Man movie as well, where you're like, oh, Vulture is like, he's a guy dealing with the fallout of these grander, you know, Marvel stories or whatever. And that's really cool. And they try and do that in this. There's like a weird line where, in probably the best scene, I think, of the two episodes so far, where it's Daredevil and Kingpin in a diner chatting about they're basically like, hey, man, you better not fucking Daredevil again.
And he's like, you better not fucking Kingpin again.
Exactly. And they're like, well, we're on the same page then.
Yeah, I like that. That's a really cool scene.
Yeah, it was a really good scene.
Do you reckon they'll both stay true to their word?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
I think so.
The rest of the next seven episodes of Daredevil is Daredevil being like, damn, I shouldn't have agreed to retire.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's kind of, yeah. And Kingpin just being a good mayor.
Yeah.
But there's a line in that where Kingpin's like, New York has changed. And Daredevil's like, hey, New York is going to be New Yorkers, except for a couple of very out there. Or like New York's always the same, except for a couple of very out there, you know, like sort of outliers or whatever. Yeah. Which I'm assuming is he's talking about when Thanos sent guys from space to New York.
And that's true.
Yeah, you know, and when half of New York went,
yeah, so there's like, I don't know. There's like some of that where you're like, it's crazy that this story is so grounded and yet exists. Like, you know, Kingpin also talks about Spider-Man and stuff.
Oh,
that's classic Kingpin.
He mentioned Spider-Man and Daredevil and Punisher, I think.
Yeah.
In the little press conference.
Because there's a kind of like a real like anti-vigilante, you know. This is the kind of thing that happened in Daredevil season 2, I think, where they're like, the vigilante justice. Yeah. Is it okay? What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, because I think this is borrowing from like the comics that ends up where I think like more recently, I forget what it was called, Devil's Reign maybe, or the, whatever it is. Mm. But like, it's like Kingpin is like, right, I am the mayor, and I am like, basically warlord.
Vigilantes.
Like New York is going to be vigilante free.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then, of course, does the classic thing where every villain is like, we've got to make them real stupid.
Yeah.
And so then he hires kind of like Scorpion and that for their own like enforcers. Sort of thing. And he's like, kind of goes nuts. And then like beats... I think it's by Chip Zdarsky, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Devil's Reign. He beats who he thinks Matt Murdock is to death, but it ends up being Matt Murdock's twin, which was maybe...
like a clone of someone?
No! I wish it was as simple as a clone.
Yeah.
I think it's his soul.
Yeah, it's good to beat the shit out of someone's soul.
But nice. Not quite. It's his soul split in two. Whatever it is, it's like the Matt Murdock's twin brother who's like evil.
Yeah. That reminds me. I just remember.
Who's like friends of Kingpin's son. Anyway, and then but he thinks it's Matt Murdock and that gives whatever. But anyway, Luke Cage is now the mayor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Anyway. Classic.
There's a Kingpin, a Daredevil comic that I just reminded, I think it's from like the 60s or 70s, probably 70s or 80s actually, where it's like Daredevil gets found out that then he dyes his hair blonde and says he's a different guy.
I think it's a reference to this.
That's so funny.
I think it's like, maybe, I don't know, a little devil's wish makes that guy real.
That's
or something
so
really
funny.
Stupid.
I love, there's a classic Superman comic which has a similar-ish premise where Superman nearly gets found out. So to avoid getting found out, he flies to England, to London, I think, changes his name and becomes a DJ. It's from like the, I mean, probably like a radio DJ. It's like during the 60s.
Does Clark have that skill set?
I think he calls himself something stupid like DJ C Lark or something.
Okay.
Or like DJ C Kent. And then
how
it's
does
like,
DJ C Kent, like, but because that's a whole ass career.
Yeah.
How does he just manifest that? Damn, he's got some drive.
Yeah, dude. Oh, fuck. What is it? Superman DJ 60s? It's like a very, very funny Superman.
I don't know, dude. That's impressive. Yeah. I wish I was, I had the drive.
Yeah, me too, to flee. I think, you know, when you're hiding your secret identity, you do whatever it takes.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm quite like, I want Karen to come back. I think that it would be a real shame if she's just kind of sent to San Francisco and then you never see her again. It's kind of a bummer. I think I like the new characters fine, but...
I don't know. Like the whole that he's got like, you know, the... forget the actual term, but like whatever Cherry is.
Yeah.
How he's like, oh, he's your hatchet guy? Hatchet man, or whatever. It's kind of like, I always like where there's like a lawyer procedural. They're all doing kind of stuff. It kind of reminds me of like Primal Fear in a weird way.
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal.
Bring back, who's the guy?
Which one?
Not Shatner.
James Spader?
Yes! More Spader, dude. Oh,
fuck, but he's already been in the MCU.
He's Ultron. Oh. Only his voice, though. We haven't got his beautiful visage.
Oh, hell yeah. And then whoever
then,
he is.
And then he can get someone else to do his voice. Because,
yeah.
Like, his voice is obviously Ultron's voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can't use that.
But
then,
maybe if he comes in and he's playing, like, a lawyer, and then it's, like, canon that Tony Stark was like, Boston Legal.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching Boston Legal.
Yeah,
and I
based
him.
Ultron's voice using AI.
Or was it canon that maybe Boston Legal is happening? Happening in Boston in the MCU
at the moment,
yeah,
right now.
Well, like 10 years, like whenever Boston Legal was set,
yes,
took place
it's in the MCU.
It's in the MCU. Yes. I can believe that, dude. Yeah. Where do we think it's? Another thing that I thought was funny, and maybe I hated, but maybe I liked. Hard to tell. So the guy, the court case the Daredevil is currently involved in, is he sees there's a
Dude, he doesn't say shit.
Excuse me. He's not even there for this, actually.
Yeah.
So he even extra doesn't see
shit. Yeah, he's heard about this, though, from his guy.
So there's a guy who he sees some cops attacking a guy on the subway. He goes to try to save the day. One of the cops gets hit by a train.
Yep.
And then the cops are like, you're a cop killer, and they take this guy to court. Saying that they weren't attacking anyone, but that just like he was an unprovoked attack. And then the reveal about this guy is that he is White Tiger, a vigilante with a magic amulet.
Yep.
And there's a funny scene where Daredevil's in what do they call it? Disposition? Deposition, whatever, where he's like, the fact that my client is a vigilante, the jury can't know that
because
it'll color their opinions. Mm. And he's like, he wasn't even wearing his magic amulet when it happened. It's like funny line.
Line. I wasn't in costume, but I didn't even have my amulet on.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. Oh, yeah, course. Awesome.
Well, you know, because he gets his powers from magic amulet.
He gets his powers from his amulet, dude.
Yeah, everyone knows that about White Tiger.
But I like that. I like that it's a police cover up. I like that Matt Murdock took it without realizing it was.
Yeah, vigilante.
White Tiger. And it's like, I think this is also from like the comics, but I haven't read that arc. But I'm like, oh, no, this is cool. This is like, give me more of that. It's fun. I like this.
Yeah, have him represent, well, I guess like She-Hulk did this as well, where it's like they tease you because they have them in the court for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then.
Then going off
like,
doing
like
stuff.
Oh yeah, he's representing White Tiger, and like this like this is going to start like a conspiracy about like what's going on, and that'll be the jumping off point, and then it just won't happen again.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get much courtroom drama, I think.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah,
I'm like, I want more courtroom.
Yeah, I think that's a fun
aspect. I liked She-Hulk.
Me too.
Like some part of it, I'm like, I wanted them more lawyer and shit. Mm. I like that aspect of. I think it makes good TV, i.e., Boston Legal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Honestly, I reckon of all the MCU shows, She-Hulk should have been given room to breathe and grow. Like, if I got like 2-3 more seasons of that, I think they would have, come away with something very good.
I think the ending of that show means that you can't do a second season there.
What's the ending?
She climbs in out of She-Hulk the TV show into Disney Plus.
That's fine.
And then meets Kevin Feige, who is a robot.
I think that's all right.
You can come back from that.
You can bounce back. Yeah.
And she also yells at her own writers.
Yeah,
you can bounce back from that.
She's a fourth wall breaking character.
Yeah, she's having fun. They should have let her go into other shows.
Yeah. Send her to Boston League.
Yes!
Do we think that in Daredevil Born Again, he'll reference the barbecue he was at with the Hulk?
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I met the Hulk.
Yeah, do you reckon he'll tell anyone? Yeah. He met the Hulk's horrible son.
I was there when Hulk brought his horrible little boy into town. And brother, I didn't see it, but yeah, you should have heard how dog shit that haircut was.
Dude, you should have smelled on the wind how disgusting that haircut
just
was.
Like, yeah, he's like a Hulk Hubs. He's like, this is my son, and then Daredevil gets that, like that look on his face, yeah, where he's like, he's like, wait,
yeah,
what the fuck?
He gets, and it's like close up shot of the hair like moving in the wind, and then he throws up on the paper plate.
Does Daredevil, he's like hearing and shit.
Yeah.
Does that give him the, does he have like the world on fire vision thing?
Not that we've seen.
Mm. Like the one from Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I'm thinking of? Maybe.
They showed it in the Netflix show as well, I'm pretty sure. But very rarely. And they've not shown it yet.
Imagine, I assume it's like we're in Nolan's Batman, yeah, when you get Bat.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what they're going to do. I did see somebody tweet where they were like, I can't wait for them in Born Again to show like his vision and for it to be different from the Netflix series, and for people to think that is in some way significant.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like, oh, this isn't actually canon. It's separate. It's just the same actors playing different versions of the character in the multiverse. Yeah, and when they do Secret Wars, this Daredevil is going to meet my Daredevil. Yeah. And Kingpin's going to be killing that guy with a car door again.
Yes. Yeah, I did think that they might, like, again, I didn't realize that Foggy was, destined to die in every version, but I thought maybe that, like, oh, actually, Foggy's going to be alive.
Yeah, I thought, I wondered about that,
and
too.
And he's just basically been in witness protection.
Yeah.
Like, either, like, yeah, his heart gave away, or like he was dead for, like, legally, whatever, but they managed to resuscitate him, but, like, Matt Murdock was, like, on the rooftops having a
didn't
hear it, and so that's all, like, okay, cool, he is alive, but we need to, because... Yeah, Bullseye is gonna want to kill the guy. So
do we think we'll get more of Karen? Say, even if we don't get more of Foggy, do we think that is going
to
come back?
Foggy is confirmed to be coming back for season two, but it could also be flashbacks.
Yeah. Or it could be in
Witch protection. I'm locking in. Swing for the fence.
I really hope that they come. I mean, I think it's such a shame to get rid of them.
It's part of Doom World or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's
it's alternate
Doom
Foggy.
World.
Doom World.
Yeah.
Doom. Well, this was my next question. How do we think this is going to end?
Daredevil.
With Marvel's track record and knowing what's coming for the MCU.
Okay.
And knowing as well that Daredevil and Charlie Cox's Daredevil is like one of the MCU characters that people are like, they're good still. How's this ending?
It'll be a cameo. The last episode will either have Jessica Jones or Luke Cage or Iron Fist or two of them in.
Yeah. I did see a thing there where they're like, Jessica Jones is back on the cards at least.
Yeah.
As possibly coming back to the MCU.
What about
But
She-Hulk?
Also season two.
She-Hulk? I don't think
they...
so.
What's happened with She-Hulk? I have not gone on that particular sector of the internet.
I don't think She-Hulk.
Everyone loves She-Hulk.
Well, no, She-Hulk. I mean, She-Hulk's in the concept art for one of the Avengers movies.
Yeah, because there's like that weird Hulk,
Hulk planet. Yeah. So she'll be back for probably that. But she's sort of like... she's a funny female character, you know? And that's... sort of a death sentence.
you know?
If you want to be like, I mean, like, it's a real triple threat in that she's funny, she's female, and she's a superhero. You just...
Apparently you can't.
You can't be doing that, I guess.
Apparently you can't be
you
doing
can't
that.
You can't be doing that because superhero movies are for boys.
Oh, and they're very serious.
And they're very serious.
Yeah, that's right, because in Daredevil...
No, when but Deadpool...
but the Daredevil cameo ruined his character.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's like, walked out...
He had sex with She-Hulk. A thing that I would slice my nuts off to be able to do.
Where Jackson, you would let She-Hulk kill you.
Oh, really? Let She-Hulk.
Yeah.
She could. There would have to be no penetration. She could just pick me up and squeeze my head,
and I'd be like, "Thank you."
Yeah, till her palms touched in the middle,
and you would die with the biggest boner in the world in the history of humankind.
Like one of those toys where you stamp down, the rocket flies into the sky.
Exactly. You'd have the biggest boner, just like you did prior to us filming this episode.
Yeah.
And then that little wet circle was used. you doing big cums on your belly?
Yeah, dude. And it's because your cum is rotten, that's why it's that color.
Yes. And we're not afraid to tell everyone that.
Everyone knows about my rotten cum.
Yeah. They're emailing us right now, actually.
Yeah.
How Daredevil ends. Okay. So, this, I don't have an answer, but I do have more information that might be able to help you predict what's going on. It was originally 18 episode season. They have cut it in half. Okay. So whatever is going to happen at the end of this season probably won't be a giant, massive event because it would have originally been written
just be
to
like
be
the
like
midpoint
a
midpoint of the show.
And so when you say Foggy's back for season two, that is the back half of this episode?
Okay. So
Foggy,
witness protection Foggy is going to be the season
reveal
finale.
At the end of 100%.
So what is season two now?
Would have
originally been episodes 10 to 18
Okay, cool. I follow.
And also worth noting is that season two is slated for an early to mid 2026 release. Avengers Doomsday is May 1st, 2026, so I think it will probably come out before that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like Doomsday is going to end in a way where it's just going to fuck up everything they've got going on. Anything that's not directly tied to Doomsday is going to seem so out of place.
Yeah.
Because we're like, what's going on? Why is
Daredevil here when
there's a battle world?
Yeah.
I reckon it might then hopefully maybe tie everything up and like maybe leave some things open for another like, you know,
season
shot in it or whatever. Yeah. But it's kind of like, all right, Foggy, he's out of witness protection. And he's like, he's back to being alive or whatever. And it's like, cool, we're going to go back to Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, you know, Karen, Foggy, and Matt Murdock doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Or it'll be like revealed that Matt Murdock is Daredevil, and we're going to do that storyline. Unless that already happened in seasons 3 and Defenders,
I think they know he's Daredevil.
Didn't watch them.
I'm pretty sure Karen and Foggy know he's
Daredevil. No, he's in like the world. Sorry.
Not everyone
knows because the end of season 3.
Yeah.
Doesn't someone get killed because of that?
I don't know. Could be. Dude, maybe. I think it's funny that I was thinking about this watching because the Spider-Man movies are also set in New York.
Yeah.
I think it's really funny that J. Jonah Jameson's InfoWars TV show was like popular enough that it was in Times Square.
Yeah.
And then just it fell off. It fell off.
How do we get our podcast in Times Square? Based on speculation in Times Square.
You can buy ad space for not too much money in Times Square.
What is not too much money?
I'll find out. Okay. You keep talking. I'll find out how
much
it would be.
Let's take the company by starting a Kickstarter to play one of our episodes in Times Square.
Yeah, done. Nobody gets paid for a year.
Yeah.
And then when it gets played for like 5 minutes and then we just sit back and wait for dividends, dude.
Yeah, baby. That's how it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Okay
let's see. How much for Times Square billboard?
Yeah.
5,000 for one day.
One day? Like 24 hours?
Yeah.
Constantly?
For a one-day program.
Is that your definition of not that much? We could get a billboard in Australia on like the side of a road for like 6 weeks for $5,000.
Well, I mean, we could do that too. We should.
We should try and find a digital billboard in Melbourne and play an episode of our podcast on it.
You could spend $150 to get your photo on the billboard for 15 seconds. Now that's worth it.
A photo of us holding up, listen to Baseless Speculation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's worth it, dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
You know how many eyes could be on that?
Yeah.
Like 12 people might be looking up at that exact time.
So Times Square is like one of the most packed places in New York. There's thousands of people in there sometimes. Mm-hmm. If we were up for 15 seconds with a thing saying, listen to Baseless Speculation or listen to Plumbing the Death Star or whatever, would we get any new listeners?
10.
That's maybe. Not nothing.
10 for $150.
Okay. Now you're just going to do the math. How much before it's significant for like ad revenue, subscribers?
Well, if we get 100, 10 new listeners every time we do it.
$150 for 10 listeners.
It's just like, I got an addiction. I keep putting pictures of myself up on Times Square.
I can't stop myself.
You know, it's only $150. For 15 seconds? I keep chaining it.
Chaining it together.
I think we'd probably have to get a between like 20 and 30,000 more listeners for it to be like a big notable thing so that the money
starts to get over that threshold. So you know. Anyway, it's just something to think about. Yeah. It's like it's a strategy.
Yeah.
Hey, not all strategies have to be good ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you send good money after good.
Yeah. No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Yeah, well, that's true. I feel like if baseless speculation could, you know, spend money in a certain way, it'll be throwing bad money after bad and being like, this is good.
Yeah. It's funny for us.
Yeah. We keep spending bad money on bad things and yet don't get the good results.
What the hell? We just end up watching Crave four times.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
And then you're like, I've had enough of, like, I don't know, it's the second viewing, I don't care. Three hard solos, hard rated for your boys.
Oh, yeah.
I understand this is a cinema, and yes, those prices are inflated. I don't care.
I need to be
need his juice.
I need to be a little bit drunk for Craven.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Off one drink.
I'm a lightweight.
I am a lightweight. I don't drink that much these days.
1.3 standard drinks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rocked my shit.
I feel a lot bossed.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I'm having a good time.
Exactly. With my friends and Craven.
Exactly.
Who's also my friend, I feel
Craven
like.
Craven is my, anyway. He's my friend.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this ends with Matt Murdock going in a hole, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
As in a grave hole? Or
no,
he's
in a portal to another dimension.
Oh, okay. Like which dimension?
Off to the break world, whatever it is, Doom world.
Whatever, get to Doom realm.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you think the end of season 2's prediction,
I really do not think it would be that surprising if you know, it may be in a subtle way they do it where it's like, it's not, he's not going in the hole, but he's getting a phone call.
Getting the phone call from
the
hole.
Hello, this is Matt Murdock speaking. Yeah. How can I help you?
Oh.
You want me to go in the what?
Huh? Who's Doom?
Like, Daredevil will return.
Yeah.
I guess, hey, Karen, I guess we're representing the whole Thor call?
Yeah.
Huh?
Prediction, swing for the fence, I guess, for the end of Daredevil. He's like, everything's wrapped up with the Daredevil. Kingpin's no longer mayor of New York. Another prediction is that I think this will introduce maybe Norman Osborn. You know, I think he maybe will take over from Kingpin or something like that. Anyway, then it's like Daredevil and his law firm, they're like, we're representing like, you know, Falcon, or not Falcon, Captain America, or like a bigger name from a movie. And then that's the like, whoa, that's how they're connecting it to the, you know.
I don't think Norman Osborn's going to be in the MCU until maybe this soft reboot.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I think that they don't want to waste like a... They need to be careful because if they throw a Norman Osborn out before anything gets reset or whatever, it's just a waste.
True.
And Norman's also someone that could probably be like an Avengers level threat.
Yeah.
So you can slowly build.
Or even if they just were rebooting and they were like, you know, because if a Spider-Man movie now, it's so weird because it's so meaningless. But like if they were like the next Spider-Man movie, Green Goblin's the bad guy.
Yeah.
You're like, well, he was the bad guy in the last one. So, and also like, I don't know, maybe too little too late, but if they were like, we've rebooted.
Yeah.
And in this one, he's the bad, you're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Because you're like, that's a fresh start. Maybe they'll do something interesting with the two characters.
Right. I got two swings. Two swings. They are not.
They
will not work together in any way, shape, or form. So it's kind of like, well, one, it's kind of like the downfall of like, you know, Kingpin got to keep Kingpinging.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then like, you know, he Kingpin hard and like whatever he does, maybe he kills Adam or he inadvertently is the reason that Vanessa maybe dies as well,
whatever
it is. But basically he's now in jail or whatever and like Luke Cage is there and then he's going to like go do his mayoral run or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
So that's like one or two is a Kingpin is Kingpin and hard and it's going to be President Kingpin.
Whoa, that would be
to replace Harrison Ford with Kingpin. That would be awesome.
Well,
they should do that.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
It'll be Kingpin. Yes, that's right. Kingpin.
It'll be Kingpin.
That's
what they say. The new president of America is Kingpin. And I'm do they mean Kingpin? And it's just a guy named Kingpin. Okay. Well, all right. I thought it was going to be Kingpin.
Yeah, No. Why would anyone vote for him?
Kingpin, though, makes heaps
of
sense. Vote one ping. Yeah. Okay, nice.
No, okay, I get that. But yes, I reckon it'll be
President Kingpin.
Either due to the optics or whatever like that, even though we all have seen him do some shady shit and all that kind of stuff. But like, it's like, you know, or it's that kind of stuff where it's like the Homelander end where it's like, actually, voters don't give a shit. Yeah. They love the thing that you did. We love it when you slam a man's door, like head into a door. It's good.
Yeah. And he's like, good, because I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, dude. They're like, I think, you know, he's like, I've done a good job being a man. They're like, nah, you could do higher.
Yeah.
America, you've got to do some, you know, there's a lot of work to get done in America. He's our last president. Hulk.
He's a Red Hulk. So
it's
that's
really
a big
funny
problem
in the MCU to think that, like, anytime there is like a superhero or something who becomes a president, like what their actual day to day life would look like.
Mm. I know.
Like, I'd love to see, like Red Hulk behind the president desk.
He's just like signing policies,
signed executive orders.
Yeah. Like sitting in on meetings, not saying anything.
Trying to pick up a pen, crushing it.
Hulk hate.
Getting real mad. Like then, like he picks it up and just catches fire. Yeah.
I like this version of Hulk that, like, if I was in that meeting, I'm like, this is a fucking Hulk.
You know? I'm just sitting next to him being like, no, now he's heating up.
I can't say anything. He's the president.
I'm so scared.
So are we happy with the deal, Mr. President Hulk? Oh, we can check whatever you want. What would you like, President Hulk?
He's in jail, so...
Yeah, I mean, he's in jail, but also having a boss where if you make them happy, they become a guy rather than the Hulk, that's pretty handy.
That's nice. That's good stuff.
Yeah, you could really tell when you've pissed off your boss.
Damn.
How do you feel about... President Hulk, how do you feel about the trade wars? Yeah. Okay, he's real mad.
Yeah,
he's
real.
He hates it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kingpin could become president.
Yeah.
I think it's a funny thing where, you know, they've got the reboot coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny we just all accept that it has to be. But they've got a reboot coming up. So, like, why the fuck not?
Yeah, right?
Go for broke. Who cares? Yeah. This is going to have no consequence
going
forward.
You may get, like, that did some numbers, so...
Yeah.
You know, we get a third season. It's going to happen after the Doom shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And people are going to be like... But does this what?
What the fuck
like,
is going on?
Yeah. King, it's you. Yeah, and his name is Kim Ping.
It's Kim Ping, the King Pin.
They reboot the. They just keep like being like, "Hey, we're gonna keep some things. We're gonna change some things. We're gonna reboot the MCU," and then it comes out and they've changed nothing except King Pin's name to Kim Ping.
What?
Yeah, we kept some things. We changed some other things.
Yeah, just
you
like
kept everything.
Yeah,
and you changed King Ping's name.
Kim Ping.
Yeah, that was just a really important storytelling part.
We just thought it was a chance to do the things that we maybe
we've always
granted.
Wanted to do. Yeah,
you know, we just thought he would have been better if he was Kim Ping.
You know, I just feel like it's easier for the audience to believe that you know the city of New York would vote for a mayor called Kim Ping.
Yeah, rather than
Kingpin.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you're gonna be like, it'd just be easier for audiences to understand the man named Kingpin.
Yeah.
His name is Kim Ping because it sounds like Kingpin.
Yeah.
That's why we've changed a lot of characters' names. For example, Peter Parker is now Spider-Man.
It was confusing for our movie-going audience when they'd be like, oh my God, it's Peter Parker. Yeah. But they was like, but he's Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I don't
what
understand.
The hell?
Is there two people?
No.
We're following Peter Parker. Now we're following Spider-Man. Yeah. I don't understand what's happening.
No, don't worry. His name's Spider-Man.
So now I understand what's going on. Yeah, and I do love Hulk.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Hulk.
No.
First name, Hulk. Last name Hulk.
Right. Well, you spelt it HUL K before. Yeah. Now you've changed it
around.
Yeah.
You've flipped it around. Hulk.
Yeah, I'm Hulk.
Hi, I'm She-Hulk. And I'm Red Hulk.
Oh, that's awesome because that means She-Hulk's name would be She-H-Hulk.
What's the H stand for?
Yeah. No. It doesn't.
Hulk.
Oh, so I'm actually She-Hulk.
Yeah,
Hulk.
Yeah,
She-Hulk.
I'm She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
and
by
you
the
are.
I say
oh,
the
yeah.
Audience.
And this is our wonderful. You know, he's you know frozen in time. It's Captain America.
Yeah.
Legal name.
Yeah. He's Cap Stan. First name Cap Stan. Last name America. That's the same.
Yeah.
Well, these movies are bad in a way they didn't used to be before.
But I'm sitting next to you, but I'm whispering, but they're exciting though. Yeah, Kim Ping.
Kim Ping. He's my hero.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep watching it. One, because I have to, I am intrigued. Mm-hmm. And it's not too many episodes. Whatever.
It's nine hours. What are you going to do in 9 hours?
Nothing, dude. Yeah, nothing, man. Good. Plus, with my life.
Yeah, you're going to make like a meatballs or some like mac and cheese or something.
Yeah, dude. Damn. I haven't made meatballs in ages.
What are you doing, dude? It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it probably has been about 2 weeks since I made meatballs.
That's crazy.
It's fucked up, dude. If I went to a doctor right now, they would say you are going to die.
Yeah, dude. You are lacking severely in meatball right now, dude. So you need to like just.
In many ways, it's the... Oh, no, I did. I had meatballs. Actually, I had meatballs last week.
Oh, so you're... Okay, that's...
But
so
I didn't your
meat, yeah, so your
I
meatball levels are kind of balanced
them.
Out.
Last weekend is in the weekend that just happened.
Yes.
So it was in, like, a few days ago? Yeah.
Like so today's Tuesday, and you maybe had them Saturday or Sunday?
I had them Sunday.
Yeah, that's...
2 days ago. Dude, you haven't had meatballs in so fucking long.
It's been 2 days.
Did you have it for dinner or lunch?
Yeah, I had it for dinner from a pasta place.
Okay, so it's been... Less than 48 hours of time of recording since you've lost 8 meatballs.
It's dangerous for me.
Yeah.
I need to keep my meatballs.
Yeah, I know.
It really is the perfect way to eat food.
In meatball form.
Just like in ball form. You know, like, I love to eat, like, because you just pop it in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's all the good bits.
I think, because you can do, like, the same thing, like chicken mince.
Yeah.
I just don't think it just doesn't, it hits different.
It does, yeah, it does hit different.
I think
a meatball, like, that's been sitting in marinara sauce. Yeah,
it's wet, it's sloppy.
Oh, slopped up ball.
Slopped up ball full of flavor.
You've got some mozzarella on top of that.
Oh,
yeah. Bit of parmigiano.
God, give me that slopped up ball.
God, meatballs are good.
They're so good.
Wow.
Well, this is usually the time where I'm like, hey, let's check out a lovely email at bsboyspods@gmail.com. But I didn't do that today. But instead, I did check out.
You folded some laundry, though. That's good.
I did.
Yeah,
dude.
It's really good. Very good folding.
I've been needing to do that for a while. Yeah. Again, babies, man.
Yeah,
they
fair.
Thought time suck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so instead, I went to on the Sans Pants Plus Discord.
Oh, nice.
Dear Baseless Boys, where Freya has asked, I have to ask because I can usually tell, is your love of Avatar genuine or a bit?
Okay.
Personally, I thought the first one was fine, but nothing special, and the second one was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
They both had great visuals. The first one had a great score, but in both the acting, writing, dialogue, message, and structure were okay to bad. So I have to ask if your love is genuine. Mm-hmm. What exactly about them do you love? Just that they look like movies and don't have quips? Thanks, and get Jackson onto watching Daredevil. Well,
who?
For your last...
Well, I did it for you.
So there you go.
What was their name?
Freya.
Freya. If you can always tell, then you know the answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like she said usually.
Okay, usually I'll allow. Yeah, Avatar's good.
Yeah, no, it's not a bit.
Yeah, it's not a bit. I genuinely love Avatar.
And now because we have like said it's not a bit over and over, you're going to be like, well, now it sounds like they could be joking.
No.
Avatar's
I love those
good.
Movies. Those movies hit like movies haven't hit for about like 2 decades.
Yeah.
Also, like, people. Insane.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you were doing this, Freya. People really are like, they're like, oh, what, just because it looks good?
Yeah.
It's a fucking movie. A movie looking good is so important.
Absolutely.
And like, we get movies that only look, Disney are clearly trying to trick us into thinking that movies shouldn't look good and they should look like TV, but asshole.
Yeah.
But you see a movie and it looks like a movie?
Yeah.
Oh!
I watched Glengarry Glen Ross the other day. And that movie is like set in 3 places.
Yeah. Mm.
But it looks so fucking good. The costuming, the sets, the lighting, that it makes a lot of difference. Yeah. But also, I think that the actual content of the movies is great.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me when, what's his name? Norwich? I think it's Norwich. When Norwich... who has been transformed into an avatar, who's like lost his humanity. He's like in this crazy sci-fi situation where he is a clone of himself, but he's like aware of it and he's his younger self, and he finds his own skull and then picks it up and with an alien hand crushes it. You think that's not the most badass thing you've ever fucking seen? I think I also really like the Avatar movies in a way that... like, I liked movies when I was younger.
Yeah.
Where I see shit, like, something I love in Avatar 2 is the design of all of the like
yeah,
mechs
the world
and
building
shit.
Is
the
sick.
World building's yeah. great. And I when I see those funny little crab robots,
yeah.
I love them like a 10-year-old.
Yeah. Mm.
Like I want a toy of it.
Yeah.
I like seeing it do shit is awesome.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. And also because you've got really interesting world building, really good visuals, the story and dialogue and stuff like that, at no point is it ever bad.
Yeah.
It's simplistic at points, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, especially when paired with, like, if you've got, like, a relatively straightforward story told in this crazy fucked up sci-fi world where you've done insane world building, that's going to do some heavy lifting for the story anyway, because you're like,
it's like
Dancing with Wolves or whatever, but these motherfuckers are fucking on a planet called Pandora and it's fucking blue.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
They can hook into the animals.
Yeah, man.
A man, like, got put into a guy because his brother died?
Yeah. Mm,
he's so underqualified, but he's having the time of his.
He's got multiple children now.
Everyone fucking hated him at first because he couldn't walk, which is a strange stance, but it sure is something that happens in Avatar.
It's fucked up that in the future people are still cunts about that. In a way, I don't think they would be in the present.
Well, yeah, because in the first 10 minutes, they're like, Jake Sully, man who can't walk, enjoy getting fucking eaten alive, fucking dirtbag, fuck you, wheelchair cunt.
Yeah, look, if everyone could just, like, walk over here, too bad, bitch, too bad.
Yeah, just, like, flipping him off. Eat shit, pretty much just, like, kicking
him. What happened to Earth?
But, yeah, again, it's that kind of the same criticism of, like, it's just Dances with Wolves, or, like, it's just Smurfs, which is, like, a South Park bit.
Yeah.
Mm. And, again, it's this, like, idea of, like, not every story needs to be new, and like you could argue that there's not many new stories.
Well, I think it's
a lot
funny,
of them are just like the same beats of that. Like, isn't it like there's only ever really like you know the archetypal stuff of like, this is the what a story is, right? So it's like, but it's like what you do with it. It's like, the plot's very simple, but like, but what it does with it and how it shows you and how it again, it doesn't really explain.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a lot of exposition. There's like some here and there, of course, but it's not smacking you over the head with it.
I think there's also this, like, you know, a lot of people say like, why do you, you know, there's this weird idea when you criticize, say, like a Marvel movie or like even like a shitty franchise movie like a Jurassic Park or whatever.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, you fucking eggheads just can't enjoy a movie.
Yeah.
And that's because all those movies are bad.
Yeah.
They are made without vision and soul.
Yeah.
Whatever you think about the story and some of the themes, whatever, James Cameron knows what he wants to make.
Yeah.
And, like, and he's doing it. It's a piece of art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, Straight Fire is what he wants to make.
Yeah.
And Brother is cooking.
Heater after heater.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to make.
Jimmy don't miss. But it's like, because like, a lot of them are just comparing it to, I guess, the kind of the Marvel like sloth.
Yeah.
Right? Or like the superhero sloth. And then, like, you know, Scorsese got like a bit of flack when he was saying like they're so just basically like rides.
Yeah. It's a theme going.
I agree. These are rides. Some of them are better than the others. Mm. Avatar, you could argue, is still a ride, but fuck, it's a good ride that I will line up and I will go to.
Yeah.
It's not going to like change me the way some like other films have been like,
of course,
oh my god, this is incredible. I need to watch this again and again. It's still a damn good ride. And there are still those moments of like just when a whale has revenge and takes out a man's arm who happens to be like the most Australian cunt possible.
But
I'm
also,
like there being like, fuck that cunt.
It's not even just that the whale tore the guy's arm off.
No.
Though that scene does fucking rock.
Yes.
It's that the movie takes the time to establish who this whale is.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the time to establish this whale's relationships with the other characters.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the whale's motivation. It gives you the whale's backstory so that when the arm is torn off,
yes,
it means so much to you. I think in a
weird way. And it also establishes the guy whose arm gets torn off.
Exactly.
Why is a big piece of shit?
When that happens,
now,
there's significance to it. As opposed to, funnily enough, for me, when Foggy gets shot at the beginning of Daredevil Born Again, where I don't really get the time to know
who he is,
who he is now, what the relationships he has with these people are. It's just kind of unceremonious. Whereas in Avatar,
all
of those moments have such meaning.
Or,
you know what I mean?
May I suggest another Marvel death? Aunt May.
Yeah.
in Spider-Man.
Absolutely.
The last one that we all
I
saw.
Have. So I just realized that my Aunt May death in Spider-Man movies, because when you just said then that she died, my brain immediately flicked to try and remember what happened.
Yeah.
And I just had what Jackson had, where my brain was just like, oh, yeah, she has a heart attack.
Yeah. She gets pumpkin bombed and she's like, oh, no, and has a heart attack. And the pumpkin bomb doesn't even go off.
Yeah.
I had it in my head that,
like,
I forgot the pumpkin bomb was even there. I just remember her collapsing and being like, great power comes great responsibility.
And this is the thing, like, people be like, oh, your Avatar's just slop. I'm like, it's not, but look, you can.
It is a blockbuster.
It is a blockbuster, and that's another reason why I also like it. It's like, it's worth going to the cinema for.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, you know, you can expect more from your slop.
Yes.
Like, again, I always look at, like, the two Suicide Squad films, and you're like, one absolute dog shit that I hate. One, genuinely one of the better superhero films I've seen.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just kind of like, look, you can expect better from, like, things.
Well, like, I think, you know, Jurassic Park, the first Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That movie is simple.
Yeah.
Like, that movie's got simple themes.
A T-Rex got out and it,
Yeah, and it's, oh, we shouldn't have played God. Like, these Oh, damn it. Dude. Oh, no.
We shouldn't have played God.
Shouldn't have played God. I should have paid Newman some money.
We should have given him
something.
He was the only security guy.
We should have played Newman.
I paid,
not played.
We should have paid Newman. That's what they should call Jurassic Park.
I mean, I had a lot of money to clone a lot of dinosaurs. A lot of our money went into that. Yeah. Like, a lot of money went into me buying all this ice cream, but like I should have cloned my money and given that money to Newman. Yeah,
should
have had a bunch of Newmans and paid him in that ice cream.
Welcome.
He would have loved it.
To Newman Park.
Jerry. Oh, that's solid. But yeah, for me, legitimately, I would say Avatar and Avatar 2 are of equal quality to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they're the same level of blockbuster
and like,
fun.
I would go like, Avatar, like the first one was, you know, very simple kind of storyline and that kind of stuff. And like Avatar 2 really like upped its game for me.
Mm-hmm.
And was really just like, oh, right, no, this is, no, this, I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
I'll happily watch that at any time of day.
I think weirdly, something I respect about Avatar 2 and the subsequent Avatar films is that because Avatar 1 is so simplistic in terms of like storyline and stuff, to build on that is really interesting to me. To be like, well, here's like a very basic, you know, it is Dancing with Wolves, it, you know, but they're like, yeah, but we're going to keep exploring this world. Mm. You're like, well, what the hell are we going to find?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I legitimately loved Avatar and Avatar 2.
And again, it's
Avatar 2 probably like a little bit more than Avatar 1.
I like Avatar 2 more as well.
Yeah, same. But again, it's that kind of stuff where you're like, look, it's just, it's a simplistic story, but like most stories are. And again, it's like, it's classically, it's fish out of water and all this kind of stuff. And blah. Like, again,
also, when people come after us for loving Avatar, it actually happened at the Thumb Cramps live show as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's my question to you. You think you're better than Avatar? You're listening to this fucking swap.
Exactly.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? Do you think you're better than Avatar?
Avatar's not good. I'm listening to baseless speculation.
Not even.
The toilet of podcasts.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Again. Like, why do you find Avatar that bad? Like, again, comparing it to say maybe some of the the slop or some of the like other things that are out there that. Comparing it, is it really that bad?
Yeah.
Like, what makes it that? Is it because it's just its use of CGI and the fact that they're not human?
I don't know. And it's so sincere, too.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, like, the emotional beats are very real. They're very earned.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, the whole thing with, like, the kids and the thing at the end. I'm like, it is all earned. The like, whole thing with the spider and the, like, it's just...
Yeah.
It feels like it's earned. It's just every single beat has been thought out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... I don't know. I have such a soft place in my heart.
Yeah,
me too. I'm very excited for the next one.
Fire and Ash comes out this year.
David Thewlis is the bad Avatar. Fucking balloons. They're the air tribe.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah, dude. There's some crazy concept art out already. I'm very keen for
it. I haven't seen it.
I like that they were like, James Cameron was like, I'm making 2 and 3 back to back. And everyone's like, brother. 20th Century Fox is going to hate you when the first one bombs and then the second one
is locked in.
But yeah, I mean, then he made the highest grossing film of all time.
Exactly.
So yeah, I reckon he'll probably get a couple more sequels.
I think we'll get a couple more,
I reckon.
2022 was awesome for blockbusters. That and Top Gun Maverick were the two highest grossing movies of the year.
Great film.
See, another blockbuster that looks good.
Yeah,
simple
man.
Story. Tom Cruise, he hasn't grown up and he misses friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Cruise got to be like, I got to train you guys to do this thing. What's that? You're never going to be as good as me. Let me do it.
Yeah.
Ah, good film.
Yeah, man.
What a good film. And then you think it's going to end? No. It's like another half another movie.
Yeah, it's like,
shut up.
Just like, oh, no, a bad thing happened. I guess this is a downer ending.
Yeah.
But they did it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got another, second third act.
Yeah.
A whole nother movie in like a great movie?
Second third act.
A second third act. I mean, movies sometimes fuck it up real bad, but it does exist. I'm pretty sure Last Action Hero has a second third act as well.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because I think it's like...
Because everything kind of concludes and then the villain's like, but now we're going to real life.
Yeah. You're like, oh no. Yeah.
Mm. What a great film.
Second, third acts.
They can be good. They
sometimes
can be bad.
Sometimes they can make a movie feel like it goes for 600 years.
It is a real gamble.
Yeah. So, hope that answers your question.
We legitimately love the Avatar franchise.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing next one opening day. Is it out this year or next, you said?
This year, December 19th.
This year. There's a James Cameron interview recently where he's like, it is a little bit longer than Way of Water, which is awesome because Way of Water was like three hours, 20 minutes or something.
Didn't feel it. Oh, it didn't feel it at all. So
but
cool.
I just love that he's like, it's a little bit longer. It may be 4 hours longer. Brother, I'm there.
I do hope, I will say, I hope that three, because he did two and three back to back, but he's like, there is four and five as well.
Mm-hmm.
But because he hasn't started production on those yet, I hope that he's treating this as like a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then two, because if this doesn't have...
Because
Avatar 2 ends in a way where it's like, this goes going to go straight into the third. If the third one does that, and then I have to wait 4 to 5 years, and that's just where it's like currently penciled in.
Mm. Well, do you remember, I don't know if this is true, but we looked up when we did one of our Avatar episodes, and it was something like the subsequent ones, like it's like set, it'll be like Jake Sully's kids.
It's got some rumors there.
Yeah, so maybe this is the end of the Jake Sully trilogy,
and then
the next one, which gives like massive, like,
I don't mind if they do like the, like, I never have an issue with a movie having like an ending, but at the same time, like some open-ended stuff.
Mm.
Like, don't have like them be like, and everything was fine, and all this has happened, and then Quark is... Mm-hmm. It cuts to him dropping a bomb on something and then it rolls credits.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. It was really cool. Then it just, like, you know, cut scenes to, like, you know, fucking, like, beheading, like, Sigourney Weaver. Dumps it there. I'll be back in 5 years, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Credits.
Don't give me...
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of loose opening.
No, but what you want is that this wraps up nicely. Yeah. There's a conclusion to the stuff that was set up in Avatar 1.
Yeah.
And then they can... In, you know, 5 years, they can be like, it's been 100 years or 50 years, and this new problem has arisen. Like, it's a real classic, like, fantasy novel thing, weirdly.
Do you reckon they're going to go to Earth?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no, that's right. The rumor was Avatar 4 was set on Earth.
Whoa, that would be cool.
Fuck, I want to see Earth. It's like in the Alien franchise.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Earth. Put Earth. We're getting Alien Earth.
Yeah, Alien Earth is on Earth.
They keep saying they're going to bring aliens to Earth. They've been doing it since the aliens.
Since Alien 3, right?
I think even Aliens.
Oh, that's so
like,
funny.
Aliens are going to come to Earth. And then at the end of Aliens, it's teased that aliens are coming to Earth.
It's coming, don't you? Worry.
No, the saddest Alien movie you've ever seen.
The little girl's dead.
Oh, I fucking love Alien 3, dude.
Have you seen the longer print? The workers?
No, but I should. I watched Alien 3 like semi-recently, like maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
So I'll wait. But I definitely. I
it's
love,
like significantly different.
I think for me it goes. It's like Alien 3, Aliens. Aliens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Alien I think that's 4. The kind of take that's probably going to get us emails.
Well,
Alien 3 better than Aliens.
Yeah, I like, because I watched them recently together, and I was like, Alien 3, dude, the audacity to follow Aliens, which finishes on the most blockbuster, badass, save-the-day ending, and then to come in and be like, you want that again? No, you're getting like a gothic, haunted house movie.
Yeah.
That's the saddest, grimiest, most like depressing. Oh, dude, it's melodramatic. It's, I fucking love Alien 3. Okay. So, that's my hot take. Email me and fight me. I don't give a fuck. I'll kill you.
Well, my swing for the fence of the next Avatar film is that, I guess, Quaritch goes good.
Oh. Like, you know, well, I mean, he's having a crisis of faith in a crisis of morality in Alien 2.
Yeah.
He saves his boy, but...
That's true.
Well, his boy saves him, actually, but he's like, I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, because he's Spider's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they hunk into creatures in that? Does Quark hunk into anything? I don't really remember.
He does into, like, one of the birds.
Yeah, because the water bird thing.
My swing for the fence for Avatar 3, for Quark's arc, is that he'll be kind of fighting, because he's hunked into Aya and shit, to the planet, that he's going to be fighting some biological desire to harmonize with the world. That's going to be like a grinder metaphor for, you know, his morality changing.
That'll be kind of interesting, where it's like, you know, the whole thing of like, the Pandora has just kind of been like, no, see, look, it's good.
Yeah. Hey, brother, you hooked into the system.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Byron Ash Cameron said of the title, "I don't think I could say too much until you actually see the film and you'll see what it means. But if you think of fire as hatred, anger, violence, that sort of thing, and ash is the aftermath. So what's the aftermath? Grief, loss, right? So what does that cause in the future? More violence, more anger, more hatred. It's a vicious cycle. So that's the thinking. This could be an angry movie.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah, this would be like, because it is Jake Sully's story. So I'm going to be like, well, Jake Sully maybe dies in like the opening opening act, maybe. And then we're just kind of following like on from there.
How everybody, Nate Thierry and his kids and stuff.
Because I'm just thinking, like, what would hit harder? Because I'm thinking, well, you know, Nate Thierry, but I'm like, that's such like a done, like, you know,
I don't think they'll do that.
Like,
the end of Avatar 2, they also just killed one of their kids.
Yeah, I know.
They could be grieving that and like 100%. A kind of quest for revenge, kind of.
Mm. And then being like, you know, Jake is like, I'm going after them for like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Or like maybe one of the kids and they get, you know, it could be like one of the kids goes and's like, gets pretty injured or whatever, and it's like, you know, it's like, see, this is why we can't do this. We can't let our grief be controlled, like anger control our grief, or like, yeah. And so it's like we need to kind of be acceptance and all this kind of stuff, but then realize like, no, maybe anger's good.
Yeah,
and let's lean into
that.
What
a prescient movie it would be if the message was, sometimes you need to get angry.
Sometimes you need to use
what
anger.
What a prescient film. We've all, like,
man.
Obviously, there's this lovely idea that we could all live in harmony, but when some people are actively trying to kill other people, you need to rise up and do something
about
it.
Maybe we can't. Yeah, maybe this time, the time for peace, the time for peaceful protest, maybe is a little bit in the past when they keep saying that the protests you're doing are illegal. Maybe
it's time for war.
Maybe.
I can't go down that path because I'll get too excited. and then I'll be so disappointed when it's not that.
Yeah, that's true. You can't believe it. But imagine.
Woo!
Woo!
I wonder, because James Cameron is Canadian.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wonder what he has been thinking in the last couple of months.
Oh, no, he's New Zealand. He got his New Zealand citizenship.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, interesting.
Because he's been working on that for the longest time. Partly because, like,
get out of America.
Get out of America, all that kind of stuff.
He would still have family.
Of course, he still have family and connections and all that across there. But yeah, he's. I'm pretty sure recently he's like, we've been like, you know, living with the New Zealand community.
Cool.
And they finally like got their like, you know, citizenship.
Yeah, or
whatever it was exactly. Because I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yes.
James Cameron literally weighed in on this a week ago. Oscar-winning filmmaker James Cameron said last Thursday he is sickened by President Trump's re-election, adding it's like watching a car crash over and over and over.
I think Fire and Ash is going to rock.
I think so.
He's like, I've seen a turn away from everything decent. America doesn't stand for anything if it doesn't stand for what it has historically stood for. It's become a hollow idea, and I think they're hollowing it out as fast as they can for their own benefit.
God. Captain, oh, Captain.
He was like, do you feel safe for New Zealand? He said... He was like, I don't know, but it is nice. He doesn't have to see that guy's face on the front of the newspapers every day. Mm-hmm. It's inescapable in the US. It's like watching a car crash over and over and over.
Well, that's awesome. That's very exciting.
God, he rules.
Yeah, dude. Big fan.
So, if you want to have any questions, if you are a BS Plus
subscriber.
Yes, you can hit us up in the Dear Baseless Boys. Yes, Dear Baseless Boys channel on the Sans Pants Plus Discord.
Exactly. Plus, if you subscribe to Baseless Speculation Plus, not only do you get access to the Discord, you also get access to bonus episodes.
We keep asking you how you enjoying Shang-Chi.
And you keep saying, I'll let you know on this podcast.
It's a podcast where I let you know how I'm enjoying Shang-Chi. Hey, you get that as well if you want to subscribe. Please do. Plus, you'll be supporting us.
Yes. And you can always send us an email, bsboyspods@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All the links, of course, will, I presume, be in the show.
Yeah, they surely.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS Boys.
What do you know?
James Cameron, get angry.
Oh, yeah.
Go crazy. Just go absolutely fucking crazy on that thing.
Fuck, dude.
The only problem is, how Biden was president when this happened.
Yes, yeah. During the production and stuff.
Yeah. Well, the next one.
The next Avatar 4.
Oh, it's going to get so hard.
I don't know. I know we just ended the episode. And listeners, I know you're still hearing this, but James Cameron endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016, but I can't see him endorsing anyone
since.
Yeah. Which means...
Disillusioned by the whole process. Yeah.
Which means could get angry Fire and Ash.
I think Fire and Ash is going to be an angry movie.
Yeah, well, because he probably would have seen all the stuff that happened in 2016. Yeah. It was like... And then 2020 came around. He's like, really?
Yeah.
Really? We're going to do this again? This close? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably, hopefully, still mad.
Yeah.
And then he's like... Blah, blah, blah. And then this is what happens. He's like, I wish I was this mad. God, it's going to be sick.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait.
I can't just... We should see Avatar 3-4 times in the cinema.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'll see it 8 times.
Well, yeah. God, I'm excited. I love Avatar.
Yeah, me too.
That's such a good film.